evening, referring back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2030, Dean Sherman, Sherman Heating Oil.
For the benefit of the commission on this one, and I don't know which way the commission's going to go, but if there was an indication of approval, all I would just say, I don't want to hold it up unnecessarily, but it's kind of a uniform set of conditions we've got. We've had several of these, just so they're all the same. And they're not onerous by any means, but just so they're all the same, I'd like the commission's willingness to defer it, just so we can make sure we get the same as everybody else.
I think that would be appropriate. It's in my area of responsibility. I don't have any issues with it at all and would prefer to see a motion drafted in the affirmative, but I understand we need to defer to give time, allow you time to do that, so.
We could get it on the next meeting. That shouldn't be fine at all.
You could put it on the next agenda.
Because it still doesn't go to council till,
There's plenty of time for this one. This one will be fine.
Separation between them. Okay.
Well, if we can get it on our next agenda, that would be good.
That'd be tremendous. So said, Mr. Chairman, my motion regarding conditional use number 2030, applicant Dean Sherman, is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission in drafting a motion.
Second.